Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, give you some thoughts to think about, and also our schedule. It will include the schedule of guests who are going to be on the show in the week ahead. Also, you can check out our blog, which is there. Thank you to all of you who have been using that. You've been using that a lot, and I like that. I like the way you're using the blog. We worked hard to provide that for you, and it's good to see that it's something that's useful to you. And don't forget, lots of other things there on the website. It's a pretty robust small business website, folks, and not one that you'll find like it anywhere else. Robert Tomasco is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a specialist in organizational effectiveness. He advises companies large and small all over the world. He is the author of a book that I think you're going to like, Bigger Isn't Always Better, The New Mindset for Real Business Growth. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Very good to be here, too.
I like the theme. I like the title of your book. Besides the fact that I like your book, I like the title of it because I think those are the words that small business owners should write out on or print out on a big banner and hang over there in their office somewhere. Bigger isn't always better. What do you think?
I ought to get in business selling those banners, but I guess
I think you ought to.
Yeah, no, I know. I think you're right on, obviously, about that. The irony of it is that when you listen to many speeches from CEOs of very big companies, what are they all saying? That they want to begin to act like a small company. They want to have the agility and flexibility of a small company. The head of Ford, Clay Ford, has been bemoaning that fact, and he's saying we're going to move in that direction. So for heaven's sakes, if the big guys are trying to become small, let's not let the small guys make the mistakes that others have had.
Well, exactly. And look at General Motors. The only way General Motors is going to survive is if they become a mere image of their former self. I mean, if they've got to come way down in size. And as you say, why should small business owners sometimes it is a natural tendency, and it actually is a healthy tendency to contemplate and to want to grow. Now, getting bigger doesn't always mean the same thing as growing, though.
Right. Yeah. And those words get so intertwined, and I think that's bad. And I think that's the main reason I wrote this book, because I wanted to get people to think differently about growth. You know, growth isn't just about getting bigger. I mean, actually, I think growth is a lot more related to moving forward, moving progress.
Mm-hmm.
And in many situations, especially for small business owners, the last thing that you really ought to think about growth is more of the same or just blowing the balloon
mm-hmm.
up.
Well, that's insanity. That's insanity, isn't it? Isn't that insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
I think it is. unless the world's going to stay absolutely stable on you, but it doesn't.
Why is it that so many people, when they think of growth, when they think of success, they think of the top line, they think of sales? Nobody can spend sales. Nobody's ever spent a dollar of sales, have they?
Absolutely. As we all know, the trick of business is converting the revenue into profit. Mm-hmm. That gives you something left over for yourself and to reinvest in the business and your people. But you're right, there is this real fixation we have with sales. And, you ask where it comes from. Well, if you look at a lot of the big business magazines, what do they love to do every year?
Mm-hmm.
Pump out, here's the 500 this, the 500 that, the top 50, the top. And if you look at the top, what are they measuring in most of those? It is size. It is sales. And after a while, you know, that kind of gets ingrained in, those must be the best if they're the biggest. And, you know, it's not really so when you look at their economics.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just a big push. And sadly, you even see that, what are the biggest small businesses, which gets to be a little contradiction in terms.
Right.
The other thing that's really ingrained bigness into, the American corporate life has been most of our executive compensation systems, because they basically say what the rules are, and they're very mm-hmm. clear about it. Make the place bigger, and you're going to get more money.
Oh, yeah. I was around an organization a while back, and one of their competitors had just exceeded them in number of stores in the marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And I got the feeling that the top management was going to have to go into severe counseling for a while. I mean, it freaked them out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what happens then? Think about it. You start looking at how many stores the other guy has. What you're doing is looking at your competitor all the time.
Instead of your customer.
And what are you missing? What are you not looking at? You're not looking at your customers,
That's
your
right.
market, the trends.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Talk to us about what you... When you think of a grower, you talk about growers in your business, and
right.
I mean in your book. Give us your definition of what you think is a definition of someone who is a grower, which in a good sense.
Sure. Well, growers are people that know how to move a situation forward. And in my book, I try to and the grower is really a mindset. It's a mentality. It's not something innate in anybody's DNA, I think. I think it's a learnable skill. And what I try to do is to contrast growers with fixers, because I think these are the two mindsets that really, predominate and are sometimes at war with each other in a lot of our businesses. And fixers are people that are driven by circumstances. They tend to be reacting and responding to conditions around them. And
so they take what the world gives them then.
Take what the world gives, try to make the best of it, and I don't want to put that down, because that's the key to survival.
Sometimes we all find ourselves in that situation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if that's all that we do, what are we missing? What we're mm-hmm. missing is what I call the grower mindset, and that's something that's driven a lot more by hope and optimism. It's a feeling that the future is really open. There are a lot of opportunities out there, and I've got the ability to see some of them, and I'm going to find an opening in a situation, and I'm going to move forward.
We're going to hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to get Bob to tell us what he thinks growers do, and I hope that you'll plan on being a grower yourself. It's actually 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Robert Tomasco, the author of Bigger Isn't Always Better.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with Robert Tomasco, the author of Bigger Isn't Always Better. And Bob, there's a quote in your book that I want to read to the audience. I like it a lot. It's from Simone de Beauvoir. I guess is how you pronounce that last name. Life is occupied in both perpetuating itself and in surpassing itself. If all it does is maintain itself, then living is only not dying. I like that quote, Bob. Good for you for putting that in here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had to dig that up because I don't think it's been, spread around enough. And it's really worth thinking about that idea.
Well, now that it's been read on my show, been heard on my show, it's around the world.
I consider it public now.
Instantaneously. It's public domain now.
Yeah.
Okay, you told us in the last segment what you consider a grower to be. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you talked about that. Take 20 seconds and give us a real short definition again for those who just tuned in, and then tell us what it takes to be a grower.
Sure. Well, growers are people that move situations forward. They're really focused on a goal, an objective that they want to have. Whereas contrast that with a fixer that's really concerned with what the circumstances are around you and how to react and respond to them. a grower doesn't ignore what's around, but said that's just the platform that I'm going to move forward on, and my focus is really where I'm going. So I think that that's the biggest definitional difference. But
can I ask you a question about that? Isn't a grower also someone who, and you talk about telling the truth in your book, you have a whole chapter on tell the truth.
Because it's an awful hard thing to do.
It is, and aren't we the ones that we need to tell the truth to? Or to ourselves? I mean, isn't that what growers do? They don't lie to themselves about what's really important.
Exactly. No, they've got a brutal sense of candor about what the current situation is, but they also have got a lot of optimism and hope about where they want to go. And they use those two. They play off those two. They look at constantly what the gap is of where I am and where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And what I try to write in Bigger Isn't Better is, what do you have to go through to close that gap? What are good growers good at doing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's the real fuel that you have for moving forward.
Well, let's talk about
if you're not really focused on what your base is, where you're at now, you don't have a strong base to propel yourself forward from. So both things are important.
Well, let's talk about some of the traits of growers. What are examples of, as if you're thinking of small businesses,
sure,
why would you convert some of the things you've learned into what would make a small business want to be the kind of grower a small business should be?
I think a key thing that I see and applies to all growers is they really've got a sense of hope and optimism. They live and breathe positive emotions.
Small business owners are pathological optimists.
That's a vital necessity. And we talked about the sort of the opposite of the grower, the fixer. Fixers are usually driven a lot more by fear. Fear somebody's going to do something to them, so they've got to react quickly.
That's also called paranoia.
Eventually it gets to paranoia, but even a mild case of fear and anger, this for me was the fun in writing a book, because I got to learn about things I didn't know much about, cognitive psychology, neuroscience. And one of the things these brain researchers have found is that when you get caught up in fear and caught up in anger, caught up in negative emotions, your peripheral vision disappears. You focus on the short term only, and you're focusing on hunkering down. Mm-hmm. Now, that again is great if you've got to worry about surviving to tomorrow. But when you knock out your peripheral vision, you knock out your creativity, you knock out your ability to see possibilities to move forward. On the other hand, to the extent you can cultivate optimism, cultivate hope, you're going to be in a much better position to see these opportunities. You know, same world, but two totally different ways of looking at it.
You know, years ago, one of my mentors said this to me, desperate people do desperate things.
They do.
That's another thing we probably ought to write down. That's another thing we probably ought to write down and hang on our wall somewhere.
Absolutely.
To remind us, if we find ourselves feeling desperate, we might be doing desperate things.
Okay, you see the banner now, bigger isn't better, and desperate people do desperate things.
We got a whole niche we've developed here, Bob.
You see how a business gets created.
That's exactly right.
Two people chatting back and forth.
Don't forget to send me my commish when you make a mail off of this. All right, what are some other things that growers do?
If you talk to how they tend to be motivated by what they want to bring into being rather than what they don't want. Fixers may be great problem solvers, but growers are a lot more motivated by what this goal is they have. And the best of the growers, after they get it, have got a great ability to let go and move on to something else. I've seen a lot of businesses that don't appreciate that there really is a life cycle connected to every business, and at some point what really got you there is not going to take you forward, and you have to be willing to let it go.
Another thing, we got about 30 seconds, and I want to get you back and talk about this some more, Bob, but one of the things you talk about in your book and that I've observed is that growers, it's not always about them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you found?
It's really about what they want to see, what kind of a business they want to see in the future, what kind of a world they want to see in the future,
and the people
they
around
pull
them
away from their ego.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Bob. Give us the book is called Bigger Isn't Always Better. Is there a website?
www.roberttomasko.com.
And that's TOMASKO.
KO, yes.
Hey, Bob, thank you for being here. Come back another day.
Will do. Thanks a lot for having me, Jim.
See you later. The book's available wherever books are sold, folks. 29 after. Right back. We're going to talk about little bitty things with Jack Oldrich. Stay with us.
Back in the USA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.